This is the start of the September 13th, 1984 interview with blues musician Marie Buggs of 9613 Sibbald Road, Jacksonville. The interviewer is David Taylor of the Florida Folklife Program.
You see, what people have it, they don't think like they should. As I said, if you haven't been any place, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And we was down at this place called Deer Park. It was a tavern time, still in the sawmill, was right off from that place. And my mother had two babies down there. And this lady, old lady, Miss Lingell, she was a real old lady. She was white. They lived in the backwoods. That's when they'd come up on Friday and Saturday. And all this money they had, they bring the little chicken. You ever seen them bring the little chicken?
Yes. Holding it by the neck.
But the legs.
Oh, yeah.
And the eggs and corn and collard greens. That's the first time it was big. I seen those big collard greens. I don't know how they grew them, but they was big. You saw those big leaves now?
Yeah.
Well, they came out during the 20s. And they was all looking at the big greens. So they would sell, bring the chickens, the eggs into the city. Then the country, you know, was city to them. And they'd have to buy sugar. They didn't use the eggs. They had to use the eggs to get sugar. A flour, you understand me?
Yeah.
And they'd have on those big bonnets and the little children walk around just like the old Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That was the truth. I grew up seeing that, you know. But now some of the people on the quarters, it was a tavern time still. My daddy did brickwork, so he'd always keep those things fixed up or go around and travel and fix them. They didn't have, some of them, women just had a, they didn't have any clothes hardly. And sometimes the children didn't have any clothes. And I, like the dungarees, what you all are wearing now and paying so much for?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And the jumper was 50 cents. Would you believe that? And those shoes, what y'all call hush puppies, was monkey highs. You ever heard of that name,
no.
Monkey
highs? Monkey highs.
Monkey high, they call it monkey highs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey hide, you're saying?
Hide.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then, and they had the little leg pants with the peg top,
mm-hmm,
things, but very few people had those, and the men were wearing then satin striped shirts with the different stripes,
mm-hmm,
in them. And,
oh,
sound like,
watch out now, I'm gonna cut that off.
And the men would wear, I meant the ones what, you know, had a little something more than other, moleskin, you know, moleskin,
yeah,
suits.
Yeah.
And had the box back.
Mm-hmm.
And the little ladies call them peg top. You seen them?
Yeah.
Like that. And those shoes, we had the knobs on them, knob toe shoes. Some of them had green tops, red tops, the blue tops, the red tops. You had the buttons on the side.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's what they were wearing. And they were, there's the boys' bob and the beautiful beaded dresses. And, you know, everything like that. And so I grew up around all stuff like that.
Did you grow up around here in Jacksonville?
No. Melbourne, half of Melbourne. There's a place called Dearborn, Florida, between Melbourne and Orlando. You know,
oh, yeah.
D-Land and all.
Uh-huh.
So, and then I can't tell you all the places that I haven't,
uh-huh,
been.
Yeah.
And it's like, now when I learned the blues and was listening to the blues, I've always liked blues. And I was a little kid. And Mama, she'd be playing the record player. There used to be the little suitcase. And then with some, it was like I told you, those white people had this beautiful RCA Victor. It had the dog on it, it was his,
yeah,
master's voice,
mm-hmm,
on it. But, so they needed some money, so Daddy bought it for me. I couldn't read, because I remember I'm about 3 years old. I can remember from 3 years old, like I can now, better,
mm-hmm,
I believe. So that's when Mama and them, I would be listening to them all the time. It was Bessie, Clara, Sippy Wallace, Mamie, Blind Lemma Jefferson, Blind Blake,
mm-hmm,
and Peter Weestraw. You ever heard of Peter Weestraw?
No, I haven't. No. The others are all familiar, but.
Mm-hmm. Peter Weestraw. And, oh, there's hundreds of more that I could just call them out to you. I have some of the records here,
mm-hmm,
now. It was Lead Belly. You know,
yep,
people,
oh,
like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And when I got a little older, there was Leroy Carr. You ever heard of Leroy,
mm-hmm,
Carr?
Mm-hmm.
Champa Red?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maceo.
Yeah.
Well, they were singing then. And I grew up hearing those people sing. And every time a record would come out, then they would come like the Hart Furniture Store. They was the one that would come. You know the little Hart Furniture Store? They would come out on those quarters and sell things to people. You know, you'd get the stuff and pay about a month on the car. You've seen a lot of older movies with the Hart, they show a Hart Furniture truck. You never seen the old?
I don't think I would have noticed it, you know.
Yeah, well, that was the truck you see. It had a Hart on it, and Hart Furniture. But I mean, knowing what it is, old Hart Furniture. Now, they show a lot of them with the old, with, even with the white, real poor whites,
uh-huh.
when they make that movie. And you'll see a furniture truck, but it'll be a Hart, H-E-R-T furniture truck with a red yeah. Hart on it.
Well, I'll have to look for that.
Uh-huh, you notice that. That's the symbol of the days when those was the only trucks would come out and bring things. Deliver furniture and stuff to people.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly they would buy a stove, a bed, a table, and four chairs, you know,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah. Was there much singing or instrument playing in your house or in your family?
Well, yeah, my Uncle Enoch, he was a musician. He traveled with a handy, and all of them all down here and in Memphis, Tennessee, with Mr. Crump. You ever heard of Mr. Crump?
No.
Well, he had on a big plantation, so that was when my mother was a little girl. And they would travel from Tampa all around and to Tennessee, to New York, and Memphis Blues. It was called, Mr. Crump, don't lie, no easy riders here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So this piano player, W.C. Handy could write music. And the fellow was a guitar player, played it from Pensacola. I forgot what my uncle said his name was, but he would play it. Called the Pensacola Blues. So Handy taken it and changed it to Memphis Blues. And then by them playing for the plantations, my uncle and him, he called Mr. Crump, don't lie, no easy riders here. You ever saw that, huh? Da 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 da. And my uncle told me about it about 5 years before he died. He'd been dead about 20 years, about 21 years. And he told me about that and how they would travel around. He was a trumpet player and he played piano too. His name was Enoch Blake. Now there was Ubie Blake too, you know.
Yeah,
Blake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ubie Blake, Enoch Blake, Handy, and I can't think of the rest of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd be the one that was traveling, touring the South, because Uncle Enoch was born. I think he was born in Fernandina.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so my grandmother was born in Fernandina, too, so I guess that's where my, because my grandmother, that's the one I told was Indian. She was, my mother's mother was, her grandmother was an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was Blind Lemon Jefferson. You heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Blind Blake.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who wrote about, I ain't got no mama now. She told me late last night, you don't need no mama no how. They was flat,
mm-hmm.
you know. They didn't. The blues is not a thing that you sing with, it's not something that you would sing with correct words or something, because didn't anybody know any correct words. You know, like you would say this or that. They say this, that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
So, and then he said, oh, I ain't got no mama now. Told me late last night, you don't need no mama no how, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that. And then say, oh, that's all right, baby, that's all right. This ain't no way you do. Anyway, treating me and baby is coming back home to you and say, oh, it must have been a bed bug, baby, because a chinch can't bite that hard. You know,
mm-hmm.
that was blues. All right. And then B Boos came out with C.C. Ryder. That was B Boos who did that. I heard other people doing it. B Boos done that in 1926. When I was a little girl, but everything come up, my mama would buy it from me because I liked him. And then after Blind Blake, he was the first one ever scat.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of Blind Blake?
Yeah.
You ever heard any of his records? He's the first mm-hmm. one scat.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't realize he was the first to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was about 26. He said, come on, boys, let's do this messing around this morning. Come on, boys, let's have some fun. I'm going downtown, I'm going to spread the news. Best gal, Quippy, and I got the news. Come on, boy, let's have some fun. He said, dee-dee-da, dee-da-da, dee-dee-da-da, 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 dee-dee-dee-dee-da-da. Come on, boys, let's have some fun. He was the first one who did that. He showed it in 1926.
Now, when were you born? You were telling me.
1918.
Mm-hmm. You're 67. 66.
Well, that's
pretty hard to believe.
And so then Bee Boo, the first one done CC Rider. CC Rider. Where CC Rider? See what you have done. Lord, Lord, Lord. Made me love you. Now your gal done come. If you hadn't warned me, you had no right to start. Well, that was Bee Boo's. She did that. You know, a lot of people, I mostly know, I don't know, I was always interested, so I would know who did those songs.
Yeah.
Now, would you believe, the first time I heard God Rest the Child, I was about that age, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, nobody said Billie Holiday did it. Billie Holiday wasn't around. And there was another gospel that wrote it with her. But I heard it before then. I really did. And it, you know, it went just like this. Because Mama, she used to play it for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't read because I was too little. But what she would do, she'd put them on the, they call them graphophones.
Yeah.
She put on the graphophone. Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
Cut that off.
Yeah.
Oh. What was I talking about?
Let's see now.
Singing, wasn't it? Oh, oh. So I would ask Mama. Mm-hmm. It was 7/8 then.
Yeah.
And it was kind of thick. I guess I got a lot of 7/8 old timers.
Just the one side recording?
No, no, no. You never seen a 7/8?
Oh, I know the big fat ones you're talking about.
No, I'll show you another one as well. And I say, Mama, she said, I say, play up on that, God Rest the Child. So she would play it. Them that's got shall get, them that not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is new, Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child. That's got his own. That's got his own. Now, I was like that.
Yeah.
Bessie Smith did that record. But they said Billy did it, so I don't. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know better.
Yeah.
I know better. So, anyway, and listening to things that way, oh, God, about. You heard Brooke Benton trying to do this about Bo Weevil?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that song went like this. Hey, Bo Weevil, don't sing them blues no more. I can't sing sitting down there. Hey, Bo Weevil, don't sing them blues no more. Bo Weevils are here. I can't sing sitting down. Bo Weevils are everywhere you go. I'm gonna tell Bo Weevil that please don't wreck my comb. You know, mm-hmm. It went that way. Now that was in the 20s, but no, in 26,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, 25 or 24, something like that when they came out.
Yeah.
So what I meant, and just like little Margie, you remember Margie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I tell you where, my mother, in buying this phonograph and those people, they didn't have about 2 or 3, it's kind of a thick record. And on the other side was France, what is it? Like America, that national anthem. God Save the King.
Yeah, yeah.
God Save the King. That's France.
Oh yeah.
And it's a, and on the other side was it went kind of like a carousel. Da 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 da. See a carousel? Da 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 da. See, that's a carousel, right?
Right.
Carousel, huh? Well, that was the first time I'd heard that when they came with this record player that they didn't have those people. So, and then Dying Gambler Blues. I got all those. So I'm telling you about I got them.
Yeah.
got Dime Gamble and Shipwrecked Blues, and this song about down in Atlanta, Jay, down under the vine dock every day, drinking booze and hollering hooray, pianos playing till the break of day. You know? See what I mean? I heard all those things. I would just like to. I have so much in my head, my brains, and my mind. And to just to sit down and talk about it, just to tell a little bit, it'll take a day to tell you.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And it take me a month to tell you.
Yeah.
What I really could tell you. Yeah.
Tell me about your father. Now, you were mentioning something about him before.
Oh, yeah. My father, when I was born, he was working at the shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1918.
Mm-hmm.
I was on January the 20th, so he must have worked in there. And 1916 and 17.
Yeah.
I guess because I was born in 1918 in January the 20th. So he would work there. He gambled a lot. That's what people did, you know,
yeah.
On any place. So he, I guess it was a gamble, I don't know. And I remember my mother had me laughing. He was laughing about it too. You know, during that time, the police used to ride horses. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
And they used to call the patrol wagon, the Black Mariah. You remember?
Yes,
him?
I have, yeah.
So, Father would be laughing. So, Daddy would say, I was born on a Sunday night. And I think it was about that Tuesday or Wednesday night or something. He was in the gambling bag. And the cops came to the door and knocked. It had those big horses. It had big, beautiful horses, he'd tell me.
Yeah.
And say, one was to the back and one to the front. Say, I'd like to speak to Will Johnson. So, Daddy said, why, he's not here. Wait a minute, let me go back there and tell him. He went back and said, hey, Will. He said, somebody here want to see you. And Daddy struck out. And he went to running. And Mama said, old men said, you know, those beds used to be kind of high. So they all say, the police taking the broom and hit him, you know, pushed him, made him come from underneath her bed. He was under her bed. You know, I think they had more fun long then. And said, and I remember it was a man here, I can't remember his name, but they called him Chef.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and he was gambling, you know, like that. And he selling the liquor and all, bootlegging it. And I don't know whether Daddy made it there or not. One thing about making bootleg whiskey, you can't make whiskey on this street. And it don't smell for 3 or 4 blocks. So. Then Daddy moved down where I'm telling you now, Deer Park, when I was about a year old.
Yeah.
But every time my mother get ready to have a baby, why then he'd send her back home to grandma.
Mm-hmm.
She'd come out of bed and the baby get about a month old, she'd always come back.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then after he was there and he was making the liquor, and the kitchen had about 4 or 5 barrels of buck lined up, everybody making it. And he bought in 1924, he bought a new Ford. He had somebody to run it and drive. Mama had a man. So sometime they'd come in the quarters and Daddy would hit with a big bunch of palmettos by the house. Daddy would never let anybody cut that big bunch of palmettos down. You know, big, you know what palmettos are?
Yeah,
big old
yeah.
bunch, you know, and mm-hmm. Daddy hit the palmettos. And then I was a little kid, I'd be, ah, don't you shoot my daddy. They'd be shooting up at don't you shoot my daddy. And I'd be just screaming, that's going to kill my daddy. And so, after it's over, you know, but I tell you about the people on those quarters,
yeah.
Tamtam quarters. They were good people. They would beat up our house by regular, they would be in their wares. Mama cooked, they'd come and eat, you know. And,
yeah.
Uh-huh. They knew daddy was running the liquor. They'd say, you know. They knew that. So if they could get him word, you know, I don't think they would have him. They didn't want to really hurt him or put him in jail, but I guess they had to. It was an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he'd jump up and run. They'd be shooting up, and I thought. And so because all the people around there, but they're drinking the liquor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming from Orlando, Holy Park. You ever heard of a place called Holy Park? Melbourne and St. Cloud, Port St. Joe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'd come from all down there and all Melbourne and Hopkins and all, they'd be buying that liquor. About this time on Friday, oh, it'd be cars all around buying. They called them Jimmy John's. You remember 5 gallons of liquor was called Jimmy John's?
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. they come in, they buy that whiskey, you know. And I really didn't think nothing about it. You know, everybody knew my father did that. They didn't really think nothing. So they had a juke joint. And I meant, you know, it was just, nobody really even thought anything about it, really.
Yeah. What was the juke joint like?
I would tell you how I managed to see the juke joint. I was about four, my brother was a baby, my sister was about two and a half or something. So Dad had bought this new car, so he didn't drive, so this young man, Mayor, was the chauffeur. So it was a place called the Sawmill Quarter, that's where it was. So we was in the car with him. He shouldn't have never told us, don't tell Will. He should have known where he was going.
Yeah.
So we got the heat was a hole, the car, one of the wheels went in the hole.
Yeah.
So they taken a big saw, you know, old piece of saw that was laying out, and him and some old men got the car out. He said, don't tell Will. That he shouldn't have said that. Never tell a little child, don't tell nothing.
Yeah.
They won't think nothing about it. So then he said, I'll be right back. Call me Mary. He said, Mary, see, you stay in there. I said, be back. You keep cheering in the car. Don't y'all get out of the car. By the time Mary got in that juke joint, it was on a Saturday evening. I remember it well. This guy was sitting down playing a piano. And it was a big old window. And they was back in the kitchen cooking. They were real fat women, too. I can remember that, too. I remember four. They had chitlins, fried chicken, collard greens, potato pies. They had all that, and the salad and all, perlo. And I stood up and I looked. I've always been a nosy person, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
I'll notice things nobody else don't notice.
Yeah.
I'll notice it. So I stood up there and I looked. And then it was some stairs going up. It was up there. I said, I wonder where those stairs going. Later it came to me, where the stairs went. And he's sitting there playing, so Mary said, you better come out here. Will know that I had you all in here, he would kill me. Don't you tell him I've been out. No, the car didn't get home good. Bloop, Daddy. You know? He said, Will say, you know, he said, well, you had a better sense to carry my children. And like, he said, well, you know better. So if you do it again, I'm going to fire you because you know better than carry my children around a place like that. He didn't have mama there either,
yeah.
you know what it is. And, you know, and he fixed the turpentine stills. He'd go about and do brick work. You ever seen turpentine be made?
No, I haven't, no.
Well, they put it in a copper ball, a big old copper ball of that, about big around, is all big.
Yeah.
First, they have to chip the tree, take those pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you put on those pine trees, first of the little thing, you chip them.
Right.
But when they first start chipping, they call yelling. Then as you get a little old, they call them. No, you first start chipping, they're virgin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the second stage, they are yellings. That means they've grown up a little from, you know. And then they can get so high, so then you can't chip them. They call them high boxes.
Oh.
And then they call them, then they have to make a sharp puller, then they make a long puller, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that stuff in, somebody would dip it in barrels, scrape it out of the cup. And they had to still put in this thing and cook it, you know, and then the turpentine would run out first.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny thing, turpentine and whiskey is made just like the same way.
Maybe that's how we learned to make whiskey.
I think they were making whiskey first. And then they'd have this thing that opened, and that hot rosin would come out in a vat.
Yeah.
And there was a couple making the barrels, you know,
mm-hmm.
Put them in the barrel. Shoot, we could sell this stuff. Why am I telling you this? You know, we could write a book and sell this
Maybe
stuff.
We should do that.
Why not? I can tell you a lot.
Yeah.
And the couple would make the barrels, you know. We'd sit and watch them make the barrel. I'm not trying to know it all, but I know so much. Until it just like as if you had filled up something and it just was about to burst.
Yes, I understand that.
You know, so they'd take the rosin, and then it was rosin then. Before they had, then it was, you remember, you know, the glitter paint company had? It wasn't glitter paint then. They'd bring it here to Jackson, but I don't know what they were doing with it. But then glitter paint company started, they bring it over here on a big transport truck. The rosin, it was so pretty you could hold up and look through it. They had to test it to see was it
mm-hmm.
And when the turpentine get so far made, You had to stop it because, you know, when you make liquor, after all the alcohol get off it, then it comes to low wine, the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it'll do that same thing to tam-tam.
Mm.
all the tam-tam goes. Yeah. Then this water come out, tastes directly like the low wine off the whiskey.
Mm.
Sure did. So, what I mean, I'm telling you all this, too. We better make a book out of this. I tell you, if you help me write the book, I can tell you a heck of a lot.
Well, maybe we should try that.
Because I'm telling you something, but I'm going to hold back a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you that much, but I'm going to hold back that much.
Well, you've done a lot. You've seen a lot. And it's no wonder that there's so much there to come out.
I don't know about you. And on Friday evenings, they call them whores. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming on Friday to meet the paydays. And they stay around at night. But I tell you what, no offense, but the only thing would do that be those half white women.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They'd come in, they have their pretty hair, and they used to wear one garter. You ever heard them saying they used to wear a garter?
Up around here.
No, they'd have them around there.
Oh, down that, yeah, I've seen pictures of that, yeah.
Okay, and they come in, you know, they're very good looking women. They were almost white.
Mm-hmm.
And those men would be so busy, you know. And even the married men giving them women the money. Till I have actually seen women sitting down with their little children around them, mm-hmm. crying. And the tears will drop out of the women's eyes onto the babies, in the baby's face, because they take the little baby dress there and wipe their face and wipe the tears that they were shedding
mm-hmm.
off the clothes, off the baby's face. You know, it's a sad thing. I've seen a lot of sadness, and I think that's why I'm a blues singer. And whenever I'm singing the blues, it's happening to me. Whatever I'm singing,
mm-hmm.
this is happening to me.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm no longer me. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know who I am then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think all great artists can do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, an actor or a singer.
Because I don't see the people out there. I don't see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
All I know, as I'm up there going through this thing that I know about, and I've sang some songs that I'd cry
mm-hmm.
when I sing them. Sometime now I can sit down and I can be singing some song like Woman Trouble Blues. Say, when a woman get in trouble, all her friends will turn out their arms. She will look for her friends and none can be found, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I just picked a chill bump somewhere. I don't know. When I get to talking about it, I'm not me anymore.
Yeah.
Is that strange? Am I crazy?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not me anymore. Like I'm in a different world.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they say, I would just cry. Mom would say, what's the matter with you? I said, I don't know. They say, when a woman gets in trouble, all her friends will turn her down. She'll look for her friends, and none can be found. I've got to go to jail, little son. I've got to do my time. And the music, duh, duh, duh. You know who was doing all that work on it? What his name was. I know his name so good. I'll let you hear some of his, how he can make all those instruments talk.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do my time because the judge is so cruel. He won't accept no fine. And you know, you sit down and listen to that stuff, you will cry.
Yeah, I'm close now.
Uh-huh. But it's the people, that's life. I mean, those are the things I saw.
Mm-hmm. I've got to turn this over now.
Uh-huh. I sing gospel too.
When did you start singing? You were telling me you were.
It's since I was about three.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years old I've been singing. I always could dance. I'm a very good dancer.
Yeah.
Not bragging, but I dance. And the first song when I would go to church, now just always listen. I don't know. The first song that I learned that I really, really moved me in church was I am a poor pilgrim of sorrow, tossed in this wide world alone. No hopes have I for tomorrow. I'm trying to make heaven my home. Sometimes I'm tossed, Lord, you know how I'm driven. And sometimes, Lord, I don't know where to roam. But I've heard of a city called heaven. And I'm trying to make it my home. You know, he said, my mother has gone and left me. My father still walking in sin. My sisters and my brothers won't own me because I've been born again. Sometimes, Lord, you know I'm tossed. Lord, you know how I'm driven. Sometimes I don't have no place to roam. But I've heard, yes, I've heard of a city called heaven. And I'm trying every day of my life, Lord, to make it in. You know, just, I was about two. See, Mama let girls come out and say, Miss Emma said, they call me Mary. Can we carry Mary to Sunday school, to church? Mama get me dressed and they take me. Well, I don't know. I always would listen. I would pay attention to things that grown people didn't pay attention to, you know? And I learned songs like that. I learned the blues. I don't know, I guess, somehow I was born like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm. I really don't. But I learned those songs, you know. And how we did, and my sisters and my brothers, we'd get out in the yard. My mother and then we'd go to the store and sell milk balls and soda balls. Mm-hmm. You ever sold soda balls?
Yes, yeah, so we did that all the time.
And we get cookies, cheese, and some soda. And my mother never let us set a lamp out in the yard, right at the east side. Clarkson Street. It was 9th Avenue, but they changed it to Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
So then we get a bucket. Somebody beat the drums with the bucket. You ever beat a tobacco can? Like that?
Yeah.
We beat that tobacco, my fingers. When they was on
holiday. Use it like a little drum on your arm, okay?
Yeah, you take that tobacco can.
Yeah.
And you could be really beat a tune. So we'd be doing that, we'd be singing, we'd be dancing, you know, all those things. My mother and them, they sat there and they'd look at us, they'd laugh about it, you know. They didn't mind a tune because they were young, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that was my first start of show business, I think, all my life. Mm-hmm. Ever since I could remember, that's what I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I've done it. I worked in Jacksonville a long time. Right now, younger blacks don't like the blues and things, but whites do. Mm-hmm. Now, I used to work to all the clubs, the Bryant Club. Used to be called one on a Reach Road called the Candy Cane. I used to drum for the strippers. They didn't allow black men to drum for me, so then I bought a set of drums. And you know what? I never had a drumming lesson in my life. How much to play in the drum? Because I always been listening to Gene Krupa, you know, and Cozy Cole and them people like that. And I have it here. I can't read music, mm-hmm. but I have it here. And so we would do Tennessee. This lady's name was Tennessee. She's dead now. God bless her dead because she had helped me a lot because most people can't play the things that I do. I mean, you know, most people can't play far right down into blues and soul of it. You know that.
I can imagine, yeah.
But you'd have to be a person that knows, so she'd always play for the James E. Straight shows and all those things, you know, following around, so she could play anything. I tell you about a piano player now. I notice now the young people playing are limited, but the older people can play anything. Mm-hmm. I could get there and hum something. I said, Tennessee. I said, I want to do so-and-so. She asked you anybody. She said, how does it sound? She said, okay. All right, get up there. And she would play. Uh-huh. And a lot of things I'd pick it up on the drums. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, drums is an instrument. I can make it say anything I want it to say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I was working on Ocean Street. Used to be called the Commodore. You know that little place on that ocean and where the cars come right down by?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I worked there for about 2 months. And some young white kids coming there, you know, teenagers. I guess there's 18. It's not that, you know, who cares? and we were playing A-Train, Tuxedo Junction. So they went, all the kids came in there with their mothers. I met a lot, about 20 grown-ups came in there with those children. They said, they told me if I want to hear the A-Train or hear somebody ready to play the drums or something, that would let you two play it. And so we got up there and did the A-Train. And they said, they damn sure right. I said, well, y'all can sure play hell out of it. Because you see, I would start up on, you know, the A-Train in New York. Before it started, the bell would clang.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you hit the bell on the bell. All right, then you just sound da-da, dee-da-da-da-da. And I get it, you know, da-da, dee-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And then I could run them with the drum. You see, I'm used to playing one or two pieces, so I would fill in for every instrument on the drums. You ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
I would fill in for every instrument. When a drummer was up, a trumpet or sax or whatever, when there's time for them to come in, I'd bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do that, and they'd know. And if they kind of made a little mistake, I'd do something with the drums. You know how you do that.
Yep.
You know, you make a little something with the drums,
mm-hmm.
except
they
say, well, I guess that was supposed to be that way. You know, a lot of musicians, I don't know whether they can do it or not. If you make a mistake, they stand up and leave you out there. But you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. And to be in show business, I'm in show business, period. If somebody make a mistake, you on the drums or something, you cover. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not equipped to cover a mistake, then you're not a musician. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You're not a musician. I can't read anything. I used to could read a little bit, but I found out I have it here.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, by having it here, I would know what to do. You know, like you would do. And I know I was in New York. This guy named was Sid Tanner. He was a politician. He's a big old fat Jew, about like that. He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working. You ever heard of Baby Cortez?
No.
Well, he did three or four songs. He got a big head, you know. So I went in there. I would go there and work a little bit. On Monday nights, Tuesday nights, there'd be Ray Charles men, Duke Ellington men, and all of them. So there. And they all would tell me, they say, you know what? I can sit down and drum. They say, you got a good coordination. Said, because you can sit down and drum perfect. You don't lose any time. So then this Baby Cortez, he wanted to be show me up. He went to call it out saying, can you play so-and-so? A little bit. Then it was the first time Watermelon Man he came out, and I had never heard it. He said, can you play Watermelon Man? I said, I never heard Watermelon Man. You can't play Watermelon Man? I said, I never heard it. So it was two young people. There was a crowd all around me.
Yeah.
Wherever I'm working at, there a crowd all around
me.
Sure. So I said, well, how do it go? I said, honey, you know I've heard it? She said, yeah. She said, and I went to doing it like that, hitting a kind of calypso beat. But it was a calypso beat. But it was Watermelon Man. But it was a kind of a carousel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? It's a calypso beat. Calypso beat is seven beats. I noticed most Americans have played three beats, but the island people give it seven beats. You notice the next time you hear it.
Okay.
It's seven, but most they say. You know, they go and hit like that. So then I said, does it sound this way? She said, yeah, you got the right beat. And I said, well, play it in our drum. She said, you got it, baby. He said, you can play the damn things, can't you? I said, I'll play a little bit. All right. Then he jumped on Symphony Sid. You know Symphony Sid? Jumping with my man, Sid of the city. Jumping with my, you know that? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, when you throw the rabbit in the briar patch? He threw me in the bra. and on the side, a little red top.
Uh-huh.
Da 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 da. And he played that. He said, you can play them damn things, can't you? I said, I'll play a little bit. And then I went around to, I was working to another place, name was Stan. And so this guy, Areno, he said, she can drum. I said, but, well, he said, let me hear a drum. And he got just playing. I went to drumming. They said, oh, the hell you said that woman can't drum. That woman is a hell of a drummer. And so they all stood around and said, what you talking about? I said, I've never heard anybody drum any better than she. Not as good, because she knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So then he said, I didn't know you could play drums like that. I said, you didn't ever listen. You wouldn't let me. You understand? I said, yeah, you wouldn't let me. Yeah. See, I have it here. Gene Krupa, I tell you where I, Louis Armstrong, Gene Krupa, what's his name? He did Tea Garden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You take
Jack Tea Garden.
Yeah, Jack Tea Garden. And Willie the Lion Smith. I got them all on the record. It's Sammy. I got that from listening. And it's here. Mm-hmm. So now anything you play, I'll play it. You understand? Now I'm not good on a lot of sentimental things because I'm not a sentimental person. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Really, I'm not a sentimental person. I'm more blues than jazz because I'm not sentimental at all. Not very much. And so I would jump up and I'd play it. So Stanley said, don't you say, he said, I didn't know you could play like that. I said, you know, you never give me a chance. You just made up in your mind because I was a woman, I couldn't play drums. Mm-hmm. I said, but you see, all I got to do is you play the song and I got it. And there are some songs that a drummer drum. You have to know how to come in right on that song or give it a special beat because it don't make sense. The drummer playing one thing and you playing another one. And then there's more things than this. It's more than this. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to play behind me like that.
Yeah.
If you're going to play for me, you drum behind me. You understand me? Play. Because mm-hmm. I want you to play for me. Don't be afraid. You just play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like it that way, you know. So that's what I meant. It's my experience as a musician and all, and traveling. I played all over Europe. Then my itinerary is right there. And I was a singer there. But Sammy Price, Doc Cheatham, Lord Fleet, which is Gene Connors, Ted Buckner, Carl Hurt, J.C. Hurt. You ever heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
He's a drummer. Doc Cheatham is a heck of a trumpet player. Sammy Price, they call him the queen of the boogie woogie because he is, you know. All right, and it was Sammy, Ted Buckner, which is Milt Buckner's brother. Ted mm-hmm. died about 2 years ago. So, and Lord Fleet used to play with Johnny Otis. You remember Johnny Otis? Well, he used to play with him. So he was in Europe. He lived in Europe, and that's where he worked at, and he was playing there. So I was with those fellas, and I was doing the blues and all, and they thought I was a queen over there. As a matter of fact, if I'm playing in any clubs here, I know I'm not all that good, but I know a lot of things. And I guess it's the way I expressed them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was perfect. But whatever I'm doing, you can feel it because I feel it so much until it'll rub on on you. So that's the type of musician that I am.
When did you first start performing? Was it playing the drums, as you said, in that
singing.
Club? How old were you then?
When I went out professional.
Yeah.
I used to go to New York and sing a little bit. But I was 31 years old. But I would be doing it at the house or sometime in Tennessee, and I'd go out with her. And I'd be in Jacksonville. I guess I'd be about 30.
No, we were talking, I'm just trying to think of the things that happened in your life, and you were telling me about the music in the church when you were little, and
mm-hmm.
playing around home here in Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
the coffee can. Now, what other things were happening as you got older to make you more interested in music?
Well, I tell you what, I've never forgotten. It just was mm-hmm. always my ambition.
Yeah.
I don't care what I did. That was the first thing I'd think of in the morning, and I'd be singing in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had 8 children. I was 31 years old. I had 8 children.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then my children are musicians because I want them to have it. And so they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Lord for that. But it's what you call inheritance from my mother family down
mm-hmm.
like that. Because all my kids are musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they teach us it and everything. Now, my baby son is a lawyer. You ever heard of Attorney Bugs?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's my son. He got himself in Gateway. Well, he's the baby, youngest one I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and by me growing up like I did, noticing things like I did, it's nothing. I notice everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing pass over me. You may think I don't notice it. but I notice it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've got my first big break. The first one put me on a stage in New York at the Baby Grand was Nipsey Russell.
Oh, yeah. Now, how did that happen?
Well, I was taught, because I walk up to anybody and talk to them. I walk up to President Nixon, right? Not Nixon. Any of them.
Yeah.
Now Reagan, right?
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
And I say what I want to say.
Sure.
Because he's nothing but a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say to my children, Mama, you want to talk? I say, yeah. I always have did that. You know, I always would talk to anybody. And so I was in there, and he's up telling his jokes, and there was a girl named Nellie Hill. I saw her on TV not too long ago. And I sat down and I watched her perform. Because
mm-hmm.
I had got up and sang one of those old songs about, Daddy, I need money. Let me see. I was born way down in something New Orleans. Let me see. About farmer, but I know it, but I can't put it. Say, Daddy, I need money. Give it to your honey. Daddy, I need money now. All day long, I would scream that song. Daddy, it's your fault if I go wrong. See, I like something. You like beer and champagne. Anyway, I got it. All I have to do is go get it.
Yeah.
Just now get my words right together. But it's very good. And I'm a young woman and I ain't done running around. You know, just things like that. And I sang about three or four of them up there. Then Nipsey Russell. And I was about three or four days before I was leaving to come back to the kids to get ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell Jacket,
mm-hmm.
Illinois Jacket. So then he carried me around. That's when Frankie Lyman was in his prime. And I sang several places there in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I sure did. So what I mean, I worked in California a while. But I did most work in Key West. I stayed there for 6 months and I came on back home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you have an agent or did you get the job yourself?
I've never been able to get an agent.
Yeah.
No, and I joined AGVA. And during that time, they kind of blah, 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 you know. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, true.
And then I dropped. I don't belong to AGVA. But if I had known, I'd have kept it up. Then I could have went on in and did work in the movies from that same thing if I'd have went on and done it.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I just dropped it when, you know, they got to tell me, well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You saw the papers, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I just dropped that, see, because I'm a musician, I'm a blues singer. I've been all over the world. But I'm me. And I can't be anybody but me.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Regardless of what, you know what I'm trying to say, is I have a limit
mm-hmm.
of things I do,
yeah.
and I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
So therefore, I could have been further than I am, but I got a limit, as I told you. I am me, and I have myself to think about. And some things I just don't do.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really go out and perform until you started raising your family?
I was 16 when I had my first child. When I was 17, you know. When he was born, when I was 31, I had my last child. Well, then I didn't have time, but I'd always sit down and I would study them, you know, and I knew them. And was always a part of me. You could wake me up 2 o'clock in the morning, I could go into a song, you know.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee and I started, she's the only one I find could play those songs, because there's many people can't play them. Now I have a man here, he belongs to the UN, he's very good. His name is Royce Rocha. And he plays for me, and he plays very good. He's white.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another guy named, he plays real good, John. He plays trumpet for me. Now, before when I did things at the college, at FJC,
mm-hmm.
he played for me twice. And then another reverend played for me one day. I'd never seen the man before. I went on there, I didn't have nobody play. I said, a guy was supposed to meet me there, but I found out, it's so many times a person that make you a promise, but if I promise you something, I'll keep my word. And if I find out I can't keep it, I'm going to let you know early enough for you to get somebody's. But God was with me. I went and I was talking to this man after he played. I said, you know, I'm supposed to have somebody to play for me, but they haven't shown up yet. I said, can you do it? He said, no, I don't know, so I always carried my tape. And he listened. He played it perfect. Another boy had drum, and it came off real good. Mm-hmm. I danced a little bit too, you know. I have to dance a little bit off my music. I can't help that. You know, I mean, it's just me. I can't help that. And I don't know. I danced. I sang. Because in my day, if you was in the show business, you had to be able, if the MC was out, you had to MC. If a dancer was out, you got to know how to get up and dance. Mm-hmm. You didn't let, because somebody was out, that place could not be vacant. You had to be on that show. You can't just say, I sang. You got to do more than sing. Because I know Screwy Louie, he used to have a place on, or sell a records on Ashley Street. And I went over there, I looked and I said, Lou, you haven't heard of anything? And he said, Marie said, do you play instrument? I said, no. He said, you learn how to play an instrument. I said, well, I can play drums. He said, well, get you some drums. That's why I bought that. Mm-hmm. I bought them. And in about 2 or 3 weeks, I already could play them. And I never tried to play, but I could play the drums. I knew I could play the drums. And so that's why I'm a drummer today. Because I realized then, if you can't get something doing one thing, maybe you can drum. Mm-hmm. And if you see a person that's like Michael Jackson, the thing it is about Michael Jackson, what makes Michael Jackson so great, he can do more than one thing. Mm-hmm. If he couldn't do nothing but sing, he wouldn't be where he is today. Mm-hmm. But you got to know how to entertain. Just stand up singing is not entertaining, mm-hmm. is it?
No, I don't think so.
You know, it's not. You got to know how to dance. You got to know how to play instruments. You got to know how to do more than one thing. You got to give the people a show.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for your cord here.
Uh-oh.
It's easy to forget it's so small.
I don't see where Michael was great. He's great. You know why he's great? Because he can do more than one thing.
Did you see him when he was in town?
No, I didn't get out there, but my family went. But I'm proud of him because he was born with that gift. You understand me? Mm-hmm. He didn't take it. He didn't try to be more than what he is. God blessed him with that. Mm-hmm. And when God give you a blessing, no man can take it from you. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
See, sometimes people be jealous of you and say mean things about you, but they talked about Christ. A lot of them didn't believe him or criticized him, you know. So what I'm saying, I'm not the greatest. I know that. Some people can get up and just sing. And I can sing the songs. I can sing a lot, some sentimental songs if I want to sing them, but I can sing risque, and my risque are so clean until some grown people can't figure them out. I got one by, I need a little sugar in my bowl.
Well, I know that. That's one of Bessie Smith's.
Yeah, I need a little hot dough between my rows. Now, it's clean.
Yeah.
It's really clean. You know, empty bed, that's one of my favorite. It's clean. You know? But if you don't know, you can't figure it out. But it's there. But it's not all that burger talk that a lot of the singers talk.
No.
I can get up, I'm going to sing some of them on the Pro Festival, but they are clean. They're not smutty,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm talking about. I dance. Nothing wrong with my dancing. I dance pretty good. Now you take, this year is, this is Elmo James, I believe. This is Smokey Hall.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
This is Elmo James. Ida Cox. You ever heard of Ida Cox? She do. I want a 1 hour diet because no too many pop ain't the kind of man for me. But I would do them in clubs. I wouldn't do them out at a festival. You understand me?
Yeah, sure.
Mhm. Cause I would know. All right. Now you take, button up your overcoat when the weather is. I do all them. I do Life Like a Bowl of Cherries, and I do Varsity Drag, and Bill Bailey, Birth of the Blues, mm-hmm. The best. Thing, see. The earth, the world belong to everyone. The best things in life are free. It's a big song, you know.
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
So like that. And I do all this. This is an empty bed.
aria?
This is Any Woman Blues, and this is blues with Margie Anderson. My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you makes me smile with your heart. Your lips are laughable, unphotographable, yet you my favorite work of art. You know, things that way I can do them. Foggy day in London town, you know, things that way is best.
Did you know her at all?
No, I didn't know her. My mother and them did. I was little.
Yeah.
She got killed in 37. And here's her in the world. She is the world's greatest blues singer. Because I know Downhearted Blues. You ever heard Downhearted Blues?
Mm-hmm.
I do that one too. And aggravating Papa, don't you try to two-time me. You know that one? I mean, two-time me. Now, I learned that when I was a little girl. Let me see, what year was it? Let me see. 1923, I heard it. But you know you know who wrote this?
Mm-hmm.
Alberta Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, she wrote that. She really did. Bessie Smith, it ain't nobody business if I do. Lady Luck, Yolin Blues, need a little sugar in my bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Do give me a pig foot. I do give me a pig foot buggy ride down in the dumps. And I thought I would sing some of the blues and do some of those. And then I would come up with something kind of the day for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And this is good.
Huh. I've never seen this one before. Mean Mother, Independent Woman's Blues. Stephen Stewart Blues Singers. Oh, that's like a nice song.
Yeah, it is good too. You should hear this. I want a 1 hour, Papa. A 1 hour, Papa, cause no 2 minute, Papa, ain't the kind of man for me. See, I've always heard that haste make way, so I believe in taking my time. The highest mountain can't be raised, it's something you must slowly climb. But you know, I'm just, I want a slow and easy man, and you need never take the lead. You know, I have to be real, I can, you know. You know, and that's Lil Armstrong, that's Louis Armstrong's wife.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Bessie Brown, that's Rosetta Howard, Rosa Henderson, that's
mm-hmm.
Ida Cox.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this is Joe Turner, cousin Joe, Trixie
mm-hmm.
Smith. You ever heard of Trixie Smith?
Yeah.
Peter Weestraw, Rosetta Howard, Georgia White. Georgia White was the first one I heard did Selling Nuts, Red Hot Nuts. You buy them from the peanut man, you remember? Johnny Temple, Rosetta Crawford, the Lion Smith, Willie Lyon Smith, Sammy Price, J.M.P. Johnson, Herb Martin, John Jones, Joe Thomas, Tommy Ladner, Red Allen, Charles Chavis, Teddy Bunn, Sidney Bechet, Bonnie Bigard, Buster Bailey, Billy Butner, Milt Mizarro or something, Fess Williams, that was a friend of mine, father,
mm-hmm.
Big Sid Callett, Kenny Clark and Wellman Bryan.
Mm.
See, this is, I have all original blues. Because the blues they sing today are not blues.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of our Bessie Smith on too. I do the Yellow Dog. You ever heard the Yellow Dog?
Mm-hmm.
I do that. I was picking out some for the festival.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to do something that they don't hear now. But then I'll come in, you know. And this is Otis Spann. You ever heard Otis Spann?
Mm-hmm.
That's Muddy Water baby brother.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Blue, Riverside Blues. Must have been the devil, Jelly Roll Baker. Mr. Jelly Roll Baker, let me be your slave before you get jelly.